Blog Talk Radio.
Know what your portion is. Your portion is all the good stuff that God has decreed and declared. Do not allow anyone to cheat you out of that. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you on. I'm going to ask y'all in advance to excuse the ring while I'm yet on here. I'm going to ask Pastor. I'm expecting a call that I need to answer pretty much. But at any rate, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'd be so kind to take over in the event that I need to leave. And I know she will. So I'm just so thankful to have such an obedient spirit toward the Word of God. Not me, but toward the Word of God. I just thank God for her. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask her right now. She'll be so kind to go ahead and give us a word of prayer and get us started.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Good news. That's our portion. Amen. Thank God for the song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6, which is our foundational scripture. Reading from the King James, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor who teaches the word. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we just pray that you will continue to be with us all, Father God. Lead us and guide us into the truth, Father God. And Lord, help us open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word of God as Pastor teaches this word. Lord, be with each and every one who asks us to keep them lifted up in prayer. We're praying for those who are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Praying for those who are bereaved and going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we ask that you will continue to bless each and every one. Help us all to do as the scripture says, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, with our whole heart, that we will trust in you. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word today, that we're able to share this word and meditate on this word day and night. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're talking about trusting God, having a kind of trust that God admires.
All right.
Trusting in him in such a way that God can marvel at it.
Mm.
Ooh, I just think that's awesome, man. To know that God is on your side.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back to where we were at Matthew, I think it was Matthew 8 and verses 5. And I don't know how far we read it down. I think we read it down to about the 8th verse. But I had said on yesterday we were going to pick it back up here, so may I ask Pastor, she'd be so kind, I wish she'd catch a breath there, to read that from the King James. That was 5. I think it was down to verse 8, where you can read to me, like, read from 5 through to 9. That would be cool. And I'll read it out of it then. Message Bible, I think, was the last time you read yesterday. But Abiel, would you be so kind to read out the King James and out the Messenger Bible?
Okay, Pastor. Amen. Okay, Matthew 8, verses 5 through 9, King James. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Amen. And from the Message Bible, okay. Verses 5 through 9. And Jesus entered the village of Capernaum. A Roman captain came up in a panic and said, Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He's in terrible pain. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. Oh, no, said the captain. I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order, and my servant will be fine. I am a man who takes orders and give orders. Tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it. Taken aback, Jesus said, I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man, the vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions. Streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace and wondering what happened. Amen. Sorry, passed out to verse 12. I apologize.
No problem. Thank you so much. No need. I would like to say that when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, he had just got through healing some folks, doing some things. It was all predicated on the law. And let me tell you this. Jesus, I almost want to say it was a normal day for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about how he healed Peter's mother-in-law, and many, many others that Jesus healed. So it was an ongoing kind of thing with Jesus. I think about how he healed Peter's mother-in-law, because when Jesus came into the house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law laying in a bed with a fever. He just touched her. And the fever, the Bible says, left her immediately. She got up and began her normal daily chores. I mean, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for Jesus to heal people. So when he came over here, there was a man asked him to heal him. I mean, think about it. He was ordered Jesus, well, just let's tell it the way it is. The Bible says, and behold, there came a leper, and he went and had no business over there, first of all, and he began to worship, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou canst make me clean. I mean, you got to hear that statement. See, this is faith in action, brother and sister. This is trusting in God. Lord, I know you can do this thing if you will. You know, if you will, I'd like to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a time. A man had this serious skin disease to Jesus. That was unheard of. Guess what Jesus did? He didn't back off the man. The Bible says, and he touched him.
Yeah. Come on now. Say
this man's skin disease was enough. And I really don't want to get into that part of it. But just to open this up a little bit so you see what's going on. This man's skin disease was enough to frighten some people.
Mm-hmm.
There again, I think about Evangelist Renette. See, if you saw that to the white meat, it's frightening.
Come on. Yeah.
And it ain't something
Amen.
You want to touch. So when
Amen.
I saw this, I said, let me make sure everybody getting it. This man's skin disease, I'm not saying Evangelist Renee had it, but it was an ugly sight to see that thing, just to see it's not what it ought to be.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Jesus touched the man. And he said, because you read the man put the question to Jesus like that, because, you know, I look at my body and I see all this skin disease, and but I know you can heal me if you will.
I mean,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to, if you don't mind touching me, just kind of let me go ahead and reach out. Let me go ahead and say it the way it is. If you don't mind touching this skin of mine, I know you can heal my body. But
yeah.
It's going to require a touch.
That's for me, yeah.
It's going to require a touch from you, Lord.
Because
mm-hmm. Jesus put forth his hand and touched the man, saying, I will, this is my will, that I will be thou to be clean. And the Bible says immediately the lepers were clean. Then Jesus remember what time of the day where he was there. So Jesus told the man, see now, don't tell no man this stuff. Here's what I want you to do. You go and you tell the priest. And whatever Moses told y'all to offer, you offer that gift like he was commanded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no sooner Jesus get through with that and enter into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. Now, this centurion was like a captain. He had like 100 men that he was over. And he had to make sure they all stayed army ready, because the people had an attitude with them anyway, because they was a Roman soldier, they were getting their tax money. So when you see all of this come about, the centurion was a military man, another way to put it, and he was an officer in the Roman army. And he said to Jesus, hear my servant that is crippling the disease, and he has this fever, and the man is in pain. I mean, this wasn't a relative. He could have referred to Leviticus 14, realizing that that was something that the priest did, and you had to show yourself when you got healed. And this man obviously knew this stuff, because the guy before knew about it, and that's why Jesus told him, now you go ahead on and show yourself. These people were not ignorant people to things that was going on. So, but I just want you to see the kind of trust that God wants us to have. So the centurion said to Jesus, you see, you don't have to come to my home, because I'm a man of authority, and I understand when you speak a word, you know, people come. You say, go there, go. You say, come there, come. So he made it real clear, clear, that he understood Jesus' position. He said, so if you would just, and another thing, too, I think it's important. Normally, a man in this kind of authority knew how to approach Jesus. You just don't approach somebody in authority any kind of way.
Come on, man.
Because him being a captain, you just couldn't come up on him like that. That was rules in place. And him being a Roman soldier, so he understood everything that was going on. So, and there was a lot of religious people there. Let me tell you that as well. And Jesus saw these people. So when Jesus looked out and saw these religious people, there was an opportunity for him to declare his message, not of healing, but his message of trust. See, that's what this message is about. If you, you know, navigate your way through all of this, and listen, brothers and sisters, I understand healing is there. I get all that. But I want you to see what was bigger than all of this stuff. So Jesus' message was about, because all these religious people were there now. And, you know, if you read this whole story so you can see who was around. So you can see what was real. That's why I had asked you guys yesterday to read this, because I want you to see they had many religious Jews, had their kingdom. You had a lot of Romans. You had a lot of religious, a lot of traditional people was around. There's a whole lot of folks. So you, and the way he said this, so that's why this is so important, brothers and sisters. And it was kind of fulfilling Isaiah 6, I think it's 6 and 55, or 55 and 6. I'm going to ask Pastor Cheryl read Isaiah 6. Isaiah 6 and 55. When you understand how these people was familiar with Jesus, they should have known that the Messiah came to do this. That's the other part of this that you want to pay attention to. So I'm trying to tell y'all as you find that, don't be surprised for somebody like Evangelist Renee, who trusts in the Lord with her whole heart. When she went against everything that should have been norm, she went against it. She went against doctors, family, and probably some things in her own self. And I don't want nobody to say, well, he preaches about her. No, I'm just trying to show you trust in action. I'm trying to show you when you trust what happens. And I'm going to give you a couple other illustrations and numbers, but I'm going to... If you find Isaiah 6:55, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. 1 second. Again.
And here's something else too. You see, God had prophesied that he was going to heal the Gentiles. So people who understood scripture knew this. Now, if you didn't have scripture, it wasn't going to be just to the Jews only. Because he prophesied he was going to heal others. Others. But if you're just thinking Jews only, you're missing scripture. You about like these Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees, they just wanted to see their part. They didn't want to see the whole picture. I said to somebody the other day, God, the Bible says, whosoever will. And it's going to blow some of y'all's mind, but I'm going to tell you, God is after the souls of man, healing them, setting them free, getting them delivered from this demonic powers. Part of what he promised. But in Isaiah 66, well, I'm going to read Isaiah 6 first.
Okay, Isaiah 6 and what verse again, Pastor?
Is it 55 or 5?
I think it's 5. It says, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
I think it's Isaiah 6:55, what I'm looking for. I don't know why I got that down there like that. I'm going to have to go back and look at my notes. But if you have Isaiah 6 and verse 55, do it have? I'm trying to see, why did I write that down? Like that, I guess it didn't, because they don't have 13 verses.
Yeah. You could have turned around. Okay.
Maybe that's what it did. Maybe I overdid it. But anyway. And while you're there, go on and try Isaiah 66, 12, and verse 19. Because the message came as a shock. They were too wrapped up in their own affairs. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They missed God's promise. A lot of times we get so wrapped up into the way we pray and the way our denomination is the way you're getting wrapped up in stuff. Okay, I'll give you that. But get wrapped up in the Word of God. Let that other stuff go. I want to say the centurion and the guys with the lepers, he was wrapped up in the things of God. Just like Mary was.
Amen.
Did you find that yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Isaiah 66, and you wanted verses 19, and what was the other verse, Pastor?
Verse 12.
Okay, verse 12. But thus said the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be born upon her sides and be dandled upon her knee. And verse 19, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, owls afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you get caught up in yourself, you'll miss, I'm going to say this, unapologetic, I'm going to say it, God have always had a universal, always had a universal theme for souls to be saved. How do I know this? When God allowed the angels over there in Luke 1, around the 47th chapter verse, to tell Mary that she had found favor with God, to show you how Mary responded to all of this and how she trusts God, she said, well, be it unto me according to thy word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, that's what we got to do. Trust the Lord with the word of God. Mary, trust what the angel has said. You shall bring forth a son. And when she got through with all of this, then she met a cousin. And remember, her cousin saw him, and Mary got excited again.
Yes.
The baby began
yes.
to leap. But y'all read the whole story, because I can't go. But her spirit was rejoicing. She magnified the Lord. See, when you trust God for these type of things, you begin to magnify. So that's what was going on with this centurion. That's what's going on with the man that had the leprous palsy. You rejoice, man. You can't help it. When you know God did it, and you ain't finna get nobody else the credit but God,
mm-hmm.
you will magnify the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you trust God. With your whole heart, you have to magnify him. You have to tell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your spirit start rejoicing in your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Read Luke 1, 46, 47, 48. Wasn't that somewhere up in there? Read it. It's there, brothers and sisters. You will rejoice in it. Especially, that's if you thank God for everything. And there you got those people who don't like that and don't like that kind of carrying on because they have a jealous spirit, just like Herod, the king of Judah.
Mm. All right.
He
now.
Didn't like what was going on. Zacharias,
mm-hmm.
God told him, said, look here, I done bless you. Bless your wife. But here's the thing. You got to trust me, and you want a name. See, he was a junior.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, he'd have been Zacharias. See, if you understood Jewish a way of doing things, and some of the time it's still done right today, is that if you got a senior, you got a junior.
Yeah.
Especially when
Amen.
It's your firstborn. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing like your firstborn. Most women will tell you it's nothing like your firstborn. Most men
yeah.
will tell you having a son is nothing like your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And Zachariah was troubled because he was up there doing his duty in the temple. And then him, Zachariah, God heard you, man.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, this man is going to bring joy to the land. People are going to be turned to God. Many of them are going to be turned to God because of his spirit. Matter
yeah.
of fact, when you think about what really went on, because Elizabeth was happy with the fact that Gabriel had visited Mary,
mm-hmm.
she got excited. And
yeah.
the Bible said these babies began to leap in their womb. She was happy
mm-hmm.
for Mary, and she was happy for herself.
Right.
She was so happy, the Bible said, that the Holy Ghost got filled in her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a beautiful story. But I'm just trying to tell you, Ben Sister, she had conceived 5 months earlier. And
all
this
right.
is what made the thing so awesome. They were able to come together, and she began to explain to her the Gable, the angel Gable, had visited me 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is a these people trust God, man.
Yeah.
And Mary had
yeah.
no choice because she told them. Excuse me, she said, Mary telling folks, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph said, it ain't mine.
All right.
So she had to trust that God's going to make this thing right before the whole world.
Yes, yes.
And when you start looking at the scripture and then trace it back to the house of Joseph, then it makes a lot of sense why Joseph had to be Mary's husband,
mm-hmm.
why it had to come down like it did.
All right.
Yeah. Make sense. But anyway, this is the part where if you have any comments, anything you want to share, you know, you can do that by pressing 1, And, yeah, we run over a little bit, but it's okay. Count the times that we don't run over, comparison. But anyway, anyone have any, just press 1. We'll let you in here. We'll let you in here. Just press 1.
Praise God.
Pastor, would you like to close us out today?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. I was looking for the scriptures we had just read that was in Isaiah. I was going to read it from the New Living Translation.
Oh, Isaiah, from Isaiah 66 and 12, Isaiah 66
yes.
and 9, Isaiah
yes.
6 and 5. Okay.
Isaiah 66 and 12 and 12 and 19, I believe it was, we read. Did we read 19? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you
okay.
read verse 19 as well, and you read verse Isaiah 6 and 5.
Okay. Let me go to Isaiah 6 and 5 first. And then I'll be reading it from the New Living Translation. And it reads, one second here. Okay, Isaiah 6:5 from the New Living Translation. It says, then said I, it's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips. And live among people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of Heaven's army. Amen. So that was Isaiah 6 and 5. Now Isaiah 66 and verse 12. It says, this is what the Lord says. I will give Jerusalem a river of peace. And prosperity, the wealth of the nations will flow to her. Her children will be nursed at the breast, carried in her arms, and held on her lap. And then 19, yeah, isn't that beautiful? I mean, that because we trust in the Lord, I'm looking at that is that he's going to carry us. He gonna take care of us.
Yeah, you got it. That's it. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. And the 19th verse It says, I will perform a sign among them, and I will send those who survive to a messengers to the nation, to be messengers to the nations, to Tarshish, and, okay, to Tarshish, to the Libyans and Lydians, who are famous as archers, to Tubla and Greece, and to all the lands beyond the sea that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. There they will declare my glory to the nations. Amen, amen. Praise God. Beautiful word. So we trust in the Lord. He will take care of us. He will supply all of our needs. So we got to trust him. Amen. And we thank everyone for being with us today. And we will see everybody on Sunday for the review. God bless.